A spokesperson for Buffalo Public Schools confirmed Friday that the district has been notified by the Office of New York Attorney General Letitia James that it received a complaint against the district. An individual affiliated with the district who is aware of the letter but has not seen it says the anonymous complaint relates to the disproportionate suspensions of African American and Latinx students. A 2018 report by the New York Equity Coalition found that Buffalo had the highest overall suspension rate and highest suspension rate for Black students of the state's big four urban districts, which include Rochester, Syracuse, and Yonkers. The district says its numbers have improved since then, and the complaint is without merit. From September to December 2019, Buffalo gave out a total of 3,518 suspensions, including repeat offenders, according to district data. That's about 100 less than in the same period in 2018. Together, Black and Hispanic students represent about 66% of Buffalo's student body, but WBFO's analysis shows they represent 85% of long-term suspensions and 84% of short-term suspensions through December of this school year. The district said in a written statement that it has responded to the Attorney General's letter to resolve any specific concerns as quickly as possible. The statement also says the district looks forward to, quote, a constructive dialogue about the transformative work happening in Buffalo that is designed to reduce and eliminate historical injustices that have affected our children. The Attorney General's office confirmed it's aware of the situation, but did not issue further comment. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.